Imagine a 10-minute client chat that actually ends with a launch-ready sketch. No 7 rounds of edits.
No way. Seriously?
Seriously. I've seen it save weeks. Here's the loop we use.
Before you tell me the steps, quick question. What's the biggest time suck you see?
Vague briefs. Make it modern is the enemy. So we force a tiny bit of structure and test it fast.
Welcome, dreamers and design disruptors. I'm Michael Wallace from MG Wallace Design Studios.
Love it. Quick, what are we digging into today?
Today, the tools and habits that turn client talk into actual design momentum. Think fewer revisions and faster launches. Grab your pen. Let's get practical.
And we'll keep it tight. Capture, constrain, test. Simple scripts, fast sketches, quick checks.
Why this matters? Feedback without a shape becomes a flood. Designers chase feelings, clients chase trends, and weeks evaporate. If we give feedback a small structure, it becomes actionable insight.
Totally. We had a client stuck in 5 rounds of tweaks because the brief never landed. Once we added an audio capture step and a 2-line intent, rounds dropped to 2, and the launch happened on schedule.
Mm-hmm. Quick interjection. Some designers worry that structure kills creativity. I mean, isn't there a real risk of boxing ideas out?
I get that. But think of constraints as a creative engine. Limits force better choices, not fewer ideas. Set temporary rules, then play fast inside them.
Exactly. 3 thumbnails beat 30 polished options every time. You get real direction quickly, and you avoid polishing the wrong idea.
Let's walk through the loop in audio-friendly language. First, capture. When a client says something broad, mirror it and lock a feeling. For example, help me hear this. What's the single feeling you want people to have when they see this logo?
Wait, when you say mirror it, do you mean repeat their words exactly or summarize?
So you want people to feel confident and curious. Did I get that right? That little double check converts vague impressions into a 2-line brief we can use.
And always ask for 3 references: logos, images, ads, and why they like them. The why turns taste into intent.
Second, constrain. Turn intent into a small experiment. 3 tight directions, each with a core word, a palette, and a usage example.
So say it out loud like a promise. I'll give you 3 tight directions so we can pick one quickly. That sets expectations.
On the tools, keep it lo-fi. Thumbnails in Procreate or rough vectors in Illustrator. Export as low-res PNGs. When the mark isn't polished, clients argue about the idea, not the sheen.
Third, test. But pause. Testing doesn't have to be a full-blown experiment.
Hold up. I'm not sure every client will sign off on A/B tests. Aren't we asking too much sometimes?
Fair point. But there's a 48-hour low-lift test. Show 2 hero images and an email to the client's warn list. Measure clicks. No ads, no heavy lift. We did that once, and it told us which logo to back.
Exactly. Keep tests tiny and tied to one metric. Clicks, signups, or scroll depth. If one visual outperforms the other, you've earned the decision and confidence to move forward.
Right. Pre-commit to the metric. Tell the client what success looks like before you run anything. That prevents shifting goalposts.
Quick studio story. A founder asked for a fresh, approachable identity. Capture, she said, warm authority and sent 3 inspiration pieces. Constrain, 3 sketched logos, geometric, hand-lettered, icon first, each with a 2-color palette. Test, small email to her list. Result, the hand-lettered option got 42% higher clicks. We locked it and cut 4 weeks of revisions.
Another one, retail signage. 2 mock-ups tested for readability, thicker stroke 1, and store foot traffic rose 6% the following month. That's design tied to behavior, not taste.
Okay, imagination break. We're going to practice reframing vague feedback into a decision. Close your sketchbook for a moment and imagine a client saying, "I don't love this." Ready? Repeat this line in your head. Help me understand which word matters most, color, tone, or shape. Ask gently, you're inviting specifics.
That single question collapses scope and forces a decision. Try it next time you hear, "Not quite." You might get the answer in one sentence.
Pricing tip: charge for structured feedback. Offer a feedback sprint, 30 to 60 minutes of focused review. Clients engage differently when time is explicit.
Totally. It also makes clients prepare. They bring references and real answers instead of a folder of random PDFs.
Quick recap: 3 moves you can use in the next hour. 1. Capture intent with a 2-line mirror and a feeling word. 2. Constrain into 3 tight experiments. 3. Test small and measure 1 clear metric. And the question to break deadlock? If we only solve 1 thing, what is it?
Microhabit. Spend 5 minutes each evening framing tomorrow's feedback. Write 1 intent statement and pick 1 constraint. Tiny time, huge payoff.
And share the loop with clients. Show them capture, constrain, test. When they see the rhythm, they stop arguing and start choosing.
If this sparked something, take 1 small step. Run the loop on an active project this week. Use our worksheets and plug-and-play scripts at mgwdstudios.com/submit. Upload your filled template and you'll get the studio checklist we use.
Subscribe for more behind-the-scenes workflows, imagination breaks, and templates that actually save time. Share this with a teammate who needs fewer revision cycles.
And that's a wrap on today's dive into the tools that turn sketches into success stories. Remember, whether it's a logo that lingers in minds or an illustration that hooks hearts, your imagination is the ultimate canvas. So pick up that brush and paint boldly. Thanks for joining us at the Tools of the Imagination from MG Wallace Design Studios. If this sparked something in you, hit subscribe, drop a review, and share it with a fellow creator. Until next time, keep designing, keep dreaming, and keep imagining what's next. I'm Michael. See you in the sketchbook. Imagine boldly, design brilliantly, connect creatively.